Stafford out of the shotgun, goes back to pass. He's going to air it out deep right side for Calvin Johnson. Incomplete. Chris Cook, maybe with his best play as a Minnesota Viking. Singled up with one of the best receivers in the NFL. He didn't give an inch, and he knocked the ball away. Second and 10. Well done, Chris.
Joining us now is fellow Minnesota Vikings cornerback and 13-year veteran Antoine Winfield, thanks to Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. Good morning, Antoine.
Good morning.
It's I think you know, you're always very upfront when it comes to certain things after losses. After the San Diego game, you were upset. You blew that tackle on Ryan Matthews and so on. You're a straight shooter, Antoine. But it's, you know, with taking the reaction to the loss yesterday, it's tough for me to be mad at the defense. And I know you could have done a better job on third down. And I know Pettigrew went up and down the field and Calvin Johnson won the game. But when you generate five sacks and you hold that offense to a couple of TDs, are you mad at the overall defensive performance, Antoine?
I'm mad at the overall performance of the team. You know, we come out the first two quarters and we look like a pretty good football team. And it's something in that third and fourth quarter that we're not making enough plays to finish games. And we need to correct that soon.
Brandon Pettigrew, that that tight end, the big lanky thing, he had a big game yesterday, and he was quoted after the game as saying that Matthew Stafford did a good job of hitting me in tight spaces. Because I watched some of it back, Antoine, and you know, it's not like the tight end was running freely down the field. Then you got to deal with Calvin. You got to roll a safety that way. This tight is Young's a nice little rookie. Javid Best out of the backfield's got a little wiggle to him. That Mr. Linehan's offense has come together quite nicely, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, the last couple of years, Detroit has had the luxury of drafting in the top three, so they've been getting some really good players. But, yeah, Stafford did a great job yesterday. You know, we're playing some zones, and of course, in zone, there's always weaknesses, and Pettigrew would find the open spot, and Stafford would get him the ball.
I'm getting the question a million times. What are some of the biggest things that are flip-flopping at the second half compared to the first half? I think it's impossible to answer. I mean, I've talked about the quarterback's accuracy or lack thereof, some missed tackles, just some things up and down with the team. You can't pinpoint one thing, can you?
No, you really can't. You know, this week and last week, there were a couple penalties here, which nullified some big plays. You know, yesterday we knew their only answer was to throw the ball up to Calvin Johnson. And, of course, he's a good receiver, a good player, 6'5", has great ball skills. And I don't think there's any corner in the league that can jump with that guy. So he's a weapon. We knew that. And we just didn't have an answer yesterday.
What's the level of anxiety like right now? I mean, we're not talking to a second-year guy from Ohio State. We're talking to one of the bona fide team leaders. And you're 0-3. I mean, you bring in Donovan McNabb to have a quarterback potentially lead you to the playoffs. And with guys like you and Jared Allen, and Jared had a terrific game yesterday. Kevin Williams came back. You guys are in this to go to the postseason. And you're 0-3 right now. What's the level of anxiety?
Of course, guys are disappointed. You know, of course, we didn't think we would be in this position, but it is what it is. We're an 0-3 football team. The only way we can work ourselves out of it is to continue to work hard during the week and try to put some wins together. You know, we're having another tough challenge this week going to Kansas City, so we need to put four quarters together and try to get our first win.
Antoine Winfield, thanks to Continental Diamond. Chris Cook, second year from Virginia. I thought he played pretty well in the San Diego game, specifically in a couple of spots against Vincent Jackson and Antonio Gates. He got hurt in the Bucs game. That's a stigma that's kind of tied to him, unfortunately. You got to worry about his nagging injuries. But he was singled up against Calvin Johnson at least three times yesterday. Stafford went at it three times. Chris got behind Calvin on that touchdown. But outside of that, I thought Chris played a pretty good game yesterday, Antoine.
He did. He's improving each week. You know, he's working hard in practice. But like I said, that is why we drafted him. I mean, he's a big body. He's 6'2". And it's a good matchup putting him up against bigger receivers. And he did a good job for us yesterday.
As a team leader, Antoine, do you feel at times like all of the bullets you have been fired? In other words, if you're 0-3, you're trying to keep people together, trying to make sure you don't have any internal squabbling, trying to make sure everybody's up and stays positive, you know, you can only have so many rah-rah meetings. You can only yell at people so much. it's sooner or later you just got to throw your hands up and say, what the hell's going on out here?
Yeah, we were wondering that yesterday. But no, we're all professionals. We all understand that we have a job to do, and this business is all about winning. And we haven't done any of that yet. But we're a solid team. We have a great core. We'll go in and watch the film today, see the things that we did wrong, come back to work Wednesday, try to put a game plan together to get a win this Sunday.
Yeah, you got Kansas City at noon on the Fan. Last question, if you were to identify one or two things defensively that would help turn around these losing ways, just defensively, what would it be?
Creating turnovers. We haven't been doing a good job with that, especially in the second half. You know, we're getting the pressure, we're getting the sacks, but we just haven't been able to get the turnovers. And I think if we do that, then we'll put our offense on short field, they'll score some points, and we'll end up with a W.
Do you think the offense or defense is more responsible for the 0-3?
This is a team game, so we're all responsible. You can't put it on one person or one side of the ball. No, we haven't been doing our part. They haven't been doing theirs. So it's a group thing. We all lost.
Antoine, sorry about the bad start, and I'll see you later in the week. Thanks for the time, all right?
All right. Talk to you later.
Yep, Antoine Winfield, thanks to Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.